My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
We loaded up the truck and we moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars. The Beverly Hills.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Yeah, I referred to my family as that earlier. So Noel, being on the ball, decided to throw that in there, and thank you. Because, you know, we all shake our heads at times when it comes to our family, and the phrase that comes to mind is, why is it so easy to love them, but so hard to like them?
That happens sometimes.
I mean, please. Anyway, that's not why you called. We got a guy on here right now. We got some questions for a friend of the show, Dustin Long, NBC, covering NASCAR. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning from Pitt Road at Michigan International Speedway. Looking forward to some action and drama here later this afternoon on USA Network.
Action and drama, right.
Love how he
right.
throws that up in there, right?
Because there is a lot of that happening in NASCAR this week, Dustin. I'm trying to think of where do we start with this? I guess we start with the finish last week at Richmond, right?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Start with the finish. There you go. Dramatic finish at Richmond last weekend. Race went into overtime. Austin Dillon looked like he was set to win that race. Went to the overtime restart. Joey Logano took the lead, pulled away. And then on the last lap, last couple of corners, Austin Dillon just sent it into the corners, hit the rear of Joey Logano, spun him out, sent him into the wall. But as that happened, it moved Dillon up the track, and Denny Hamlin came underneath him and was going to get by him to win the race. And he and Dillon, Dillon came down, Hamlin came up, and NASCAR ruled that Dillon hooked Hamlin in the right rear, and it, you know, turned Hamlin into the wall, and all of a sudden there's Dillon crossing the finish line, taking the checkered flag, and Joey Logano's upset, Denny Hamlin's frustrated after the race, and when everybody left Sunday night at Richmond, Austin Dillon was the winner, and with the NASCAR, you know, system, if you win a race in the regular season, you make the playoffs. Austin Dillon was 32nd in the points entering the night, so the only way he could make the playoffs was to win a race. So Sunday night, Austin Dillon was in the playoffs. Well, come Wednesday afternoon, Austin Dillon still had that win, but NASCAR ruled that the playoff eligibility that went with it would be stripped away. So Dillon has the win from Richmond, but he's not in the playoffs. Now, Richard Childress Racing will appeal penalty, and that appeal is scheduled to be heard Wednesday morning in the Charlotte area. So Austin Dillon still has a chance to get that playoff eligibility back, but I think the odds would be against it. But, hey, if you're Richard Childress Racing, you've got to try it because of all the factors involved with it, but also the difference of being 30th in points or 32nd in points and being a playoff contender. Talking to some car owners, that you're talking about $2.5-3 million difference, and so there's a lot of money at stake here, along with trying to, you know, get the playoff eligibility.
You know, Dustin, it wasn't Ross Chastain from last year, which I thoroughly loved how this thing ended. But my question is this: is the argument going to be on intent? Because the first one the first crash, I could see him running into the back of the guy, but can you question his intent in the second part when it came to Denny Hamlin and how they came together as a reason why, well, hey, you guys are going to take this race away. The first part, okay, I was trying to make some room, but the second one wasn't my fault. Is there any room for that argument to be applied here, and that's the reason why he should be awarded a spot in the playoffs?
Well, I think they're. I think Richard Childress Racing. The folks have been. You know, I talked with Dylan yesterday, and you know, he didn't want to say too much about the appeal because, hey, he says, look, it's like a trial, and I don't want to give up what we're going to talk about ahead of time, and give NASCAR a few days to build their defense around. I think there's a couple things that you could look at, and that may be one of them. But I think they're also probably going to look at, stripping the playoff eligibility and how that fits with what the rule book says. Yeah. Now, Dylan kept the victory because NASCAR said that they did not have a true mechanism based on the rule book to take the win away. So, look, there's a lot of lawyers speaking. There's a lot of lawyers working hard behind the scenes on this one.
Wow, we got lawyers at work. We got cars on the track. This is NASCAR This Week, folks. Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Dustin Long from NBC Sports. And he is social. You can always find him at Dustin Long, at Dustin Long. Okay, we're going to be on the track today, and Hamlin's on the pole. Qualifying was washed out. What's the key with this particular layout at Michigan? Because it kind of imitates some other tracks that they drive at.
Yeah, it's high speeds. I mean, they're going to be going close to 200 miles an hour as they enter the corners at times. So this is one of the fastest tracks out there. One of the things that's interesting, and we saw this in this race last year, where you'd see guys race side by side, and at times the guy on the inside would lose control and spin and hit the wall. And because they lost some of the aero effect being underneath the other car, it was something that happened to Kyle Busch, was somebody that wrecked early because of that. Christopher Bell was battling Alex Bowman for the lead in the second stage in last year's race. And the same thing happened to him, and he crashed. And I talked to Christopher about that. And he says, look, there's not as much side force on these cars. And so we've always been pretty cautious, but they've been building a little bit more side force in it. And as we get more and more aggressive, you kind of make some of these moves. And, I've just got to take from that and learn from that, because I had a really good car that could win and I didn't get the opportunity to. So that's going to be one thing to watch during today's broadcast, is when cars get side by side, how close they get. Does that affect the car on the inside? And does that lead to cautions and how that affects the race? And again, there's also there's the potential for some weather today, for the potential for some rain. I will say that the forecast looks so much better than it did earlier in the week. Earlier in the week, it was just like, are they even going to get this race in? But now it's like, the forecast is showing that the race should get started on time. And then it's just a matter of, 40-50% chance of rain maybe during the race. Does it come? Does it not? How does that impact how guys race? Are they racing to halfway? Are they racing to the full distance or somewhere in between? How do crew chiefs make pit calls and decisions with three races left in the regular season? So many drivers trying to win races to get in the playoffs. So many drivers in the playoffs trying to get another win to get those extra playoff points. There's a lot at stake, and you throw in the whole weather factor. As these cars are going close to 200 miles an hour, decisions are being made in split seconds. It really can make things especially fascinating this afternoon.
Dustin Long, NBC's joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Hey, what can you say about, we got word that the clash in the Coliseum is being moved cross-country. Is this having to do with the Olympics coming to L.A. in a few years?
No, I think it's basically, NASCAR will move the clash next year, the season opening exhibition race, to Bowman Gray Stadium in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
I've been there. Once again.
Have you been there for football or a race? Have you been there for a football game?
I've been there for both. I've been to Bowman Gray.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
Because Bowman Gray is the home for Winston-Salem State University. And I think it also hosts high school football games. I think a long time ago I covered some high school football games there. So, but yeah, it's a quarter mile track. People may have heard it in the past. It is known as the Madhouse. There once was a series on television. I want to say it was on the History Channel, just about a season at the Madhouse and just the chaos that happens. That when you have tight racing, there's often a lot of tempers, and there are temper tantrums. And guys have done stuff with their cars that have just kind of been outlandish. And that's, the reputation Bowman Gray has had. So moving to Clash, and that'll be February 2nd, 2025. Moving it from LA to Bowman Gray. And basically, you know, the 3-year contract was up for the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. And, you know, I think the first year the experiment was very successful. They had about 50,000 or so people there for that first year, and they wanted to kind of reach a market, but they had a lot of fans and also try to reach out to a lot of new fans. And then the second year, I probably had, you know, the 40,000 range, 40,000, 45,000 roughly. So it was down a little bit. And then last year, you had a situation where they all the rain in oh, this year, you had all the rain in Southern California that was coming. And what happened is they had to run the race the day before. So, you know, not really much of a crowd for that because of just the late change on that. So it moves to Bowman Gray, and again, that's a historic track. It's hosted 29 NASCAR Cup races. Has not hosted a Cup race. Last time it did was 1971. So it's going to be interesting.
Did Richard Petty win there?
You know, Richard Petty has won there.
Yeah.
Bobby Allison has won there. Lee Petty has won there. So it's Junior Johnson has won there. David Pearson has won there. So, look, I mean, there's a lot of history with that facility. And again, it's just like, you know, a few years ago they ran on the dirt at Bristol, first dirt tracks in 71. And now they're going back to Bowling Gray for the first time in 71. I think with the Clash, it's an opportunity to kind of move the event from place to place and have it someplace for a couple years and move it to someplace else. And we'll see how it does with Bowman Gray, but it should be something exciting, different, and hopefully the weather is good in February of this year.
You guys sitting here talking about this place. I've never been there before, but you're talking about watching this sport and that sport in there. We have to take a second then, and we're going to keep it local here. If you've not known, Bristol Motor Speedway is going to host a Braves game.
Braves game, yeah.
Y'all don't know nothing about this. The Braves are going to play Cincinnati Reds next year, actually August 2nd, at Bristol. Yep. And Chipper is throwing out the first pitch. Chipper along with Kevin Harvick.
Yeah.
So,
what were your thoughts on that? What kind of comments have you heard about that, Dustin?
Well, I mean, Bristol Motor Speedway is the high-banked half-mile track in Bristol, Tennessee, and it's hosted a college football game. It was at Tennessee, Virginia Tech, and it was just a spectacular setting. Filled the place, and the place holds about 140,000, 150,000 people. Now, I think that they'll probably have some seats marked off for the baseball game, but you're still looking at a very large crowd, and it certainly would be, you know, those are fun things to go to, those type of events. It's different. It's not the exact same thing, but this year I was able to go to an outdoor hockey game in Charlotte, North Carolina with the minor league hockey team there at the minor league baseball park. And it's different, and it was a very festive atmosphere. Whereas if you go to a regular stadium or arena for a game, it's focused on the game and what's happening on the court or the ice or the field. But the one thing with this hockey game that I noticed, the first time I'd gone to some sort of stadium type event, was just the atmosphere and how it was like a party and a celebration. And oh, by the way, there's all the stuff going on out there on the ice. And so I think it'll be a fun thing. If somebody's got a regular season ticket holder or regularly goes to Braves games and they go to this, I think they'll find a little bit different atmosphere, and it could be a really fun time. And again, it's going to be something different, and you know, why not go up and see that? Not that far of a drive from Atlanta, and you know, it may be a once in a lifetime type of event.
Yep. Well, Dustin, we appreciate you joining this morning. See if you can't sell some things down with all the drama going on.
Yeah, all the stuff going on behind you there, man.
And put all the emphasis back on the track today up at Michigan when they come on later on today on USA Network.
All right, sounds good, guys. Have a great one.
Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
All right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.